Blog Talk Radio.
Joe Brenneman, this is XXBN, XXBN.net, XXBNradio.com. Blacktop Radio system-wide failure. My name is Jill Brenneman, and this is XXBN. Let's jump into the tropical weather discussion, courtesy Rob Lightbaum of Crown Weather Services. Rob is looking at two tropical systems in the Atlantic and their possible impact on the United States. The first, which is labeled INVEST-92L, like Lima. INVEST-92L is located early this morning, about 400 miles east of the Western Antilles. Satellite imagery indicated that this system is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms with no real area of concentrated thunderstorm activity as of this writing. Environmental conditions continue to appear that they will be favorable for development for the next few days, and Rob does think this system, even though it is disorganized right now, will become a tropical depression later this week. Rob is not convinced that it will be declared a tropical depression today, but perhaps more likely on Thursday or Friday. The latest track model guidance indicates that INVEST-92L should remain on a west-northwest course over a couple of days and then potentially bend back to the west by this weekend. Model consensus is for 92L to track about 150 miles north of the northern Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico on Thursday night. And Friday, the model forecast track continues to threaten the southeastern Bahamas this weekend. The reason for lack of development thus far with INVEST-92L appears to be caused by the fairly strong wind shear over the northern part of the system and also by dry air being entrained into the system from the south. All indications are the system will continue to have problems developing today and possibly even on Thursday. However, by Thursday and especially on Friday, INVEST-92L will move into an area of strong high pressure and begin heading west as the track model guidance suggests. Under this type of scenario, it's fairly classic and typically systems that track back to the west under a high pressure system ends up strengthening, and Rob believes that this will be the case. Therefore, Rob expects little or no development today, which is Wednesday, possibly even not on Thursday. After that, if the disturbance remains in place with its circulation, Rob believes we will see the disturbance gaining organization on Friday, continuing through the weekend. Look for slow intensification on Friday with perhaps more steady intensification this weekend, so it's not out of the question to see a strong tropical storm or minimal hurricane near the southeastern Bahamas by late Sunday. The scenario is well depicted by the latest NAM model. Most of the intensity model forecasts the system to be a hurricane by this weekend. All interested in the Bahamas and in Florida should keep a very close eye on the system. Rob found the latest European model particularly interesting as it goes along with the overall synoptic idea of a system turning west under a building high pressure system. The Euro model holds off in intensifying the system until Monday, when the model forecasts it will be just west of the Andros Islands in the Bahamas. After that, the Euro model forecasts rapid intensification on Tuesday and Wednesday as it turns northward into the eastern Gulf of Mexico and comes ashore in the Florida Panhandle next Thursday. One other thought that Rob has with 92 Lima is that the further west the system gets, the closer it gets to the Madden-Julian oscillation pulse, which is coming east. That means Invest 92 Lima may wait to develop until it's closer to the Bahamas and Florida, due partially to the MJO pulse. Rob's final notation with 92 Lima is that currently it appears like it wants to dissipate, and Rob does not really think that is going to happen. He thinks the system will not develop until it's past 60 west longitude or so, which should occur later Thursday, and then it will be able to develop and organize. Those in the Bahamas and Florida should pay close attention to the progress of 92 Lima. The second system, Invest 93 Lima, is a low-pressure area that is located about 650 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Satellite imagery that early this morning indicates that there has been an increase in thunderstorm activity over the past few hours. And if this thunderstorm activity can hold together and consolidate some more, then this system may become a tropical depression by Thursday or Friday. As for the track model guidance is forecasting a track that should keep this system well east of the Lesser Antilles. In fact, most of the track models do not track 93 Lima past 60 west longitude, but instead be heard. Rob's synopsis, Invest 92 Lima is the bigger threat of the two invests up there. All interest in the Bahamas and in Florida should pay close attention to the progress of 92 Lima. As of this writing at 6:55 a.m. this morning, Rob believes 92 Lima will pass 150 miles north of the Northern Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico on Thursday and Friday. The threat from 92 Lima to the southeastern Bahamas may come around Saturday night and Sunday with a potential threat to Florida on Tuesday of next week. In addition, there is a possible threat to the eastern Gulf of Mexico around next Wednesday and Thursday. Rob will be monitoring everything related to this, and he will keep us updated. Check tomorrow for more XXBN.net updates on these two important weather systems. This has been a breaking weather update from XBN Crown Weather Services forecaster Rob Lightbaum. I'm Jill Brenneman. This is XXBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. 6 p.m. now, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.